Blog Talk Radio.
God's the only plan, Lord.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with your main man, Rev Green. I'm present and here again, your brother from another mother, your friend with the plan to put God in your plan in your life. I thank God for each and every one of you all that's listening to this show. The purpose of this show is only one thing, is to bring awareness and raise awareness to the situation on the streets that you and I see every day. This is not a show to promote me and make me popular. No, I'm looking to be popular in God's eyesight because I want to do what God has made us to do. And that's to bring the awareness of the necessity for all of us to love each other, care for our brothers, and help those worse off than us. You know, when I first started this station and this radio show, I was reluctant because I'm not trying to become a DJ or professional DJ or anything in that sort. No, but then as I thought about it, God has allowed me an opportunity to share this call for support to all the people that love God and that care about God's agenda, all the people that God has blessed, and to everyone under my voice that have used the Oh God episode, the foxhole prayer, which we all have thousands of times, and it worked in your behalf. Now God is asking, can you do something for him? Let's go and get our brothers and sisters on the streets. Let's go get our brothers and sisters fighting for their life. I was on 79th Street in Chicago today, and I seen a young lady, actually two or three, and they were standing on the corner, and they didn't have much, and you could see that they were under the attack of drugs, and the enemy was fighting them, and one little lady was just standing there in tears in her eyes. I could see her fear of what tomorrow could bring. And my heart poured out, Lord, we have to be able to provide a safe haven for these folks. We can't leave them out there. We can't just help the folks that come to facilities for help. It's a lot of folks that's not motivated to go to a rehab center or a facility, and rehab center is only 1% success rate. But God's program is 100% success rate. So it's in my heart to bring those folks back to their father's house, any means necessary, to love them to God for a relationship. A lot of them are our kinfolks, our cousins, our sisters, our mothers, our brothers. These are our kinfolks that's out on the street under attack of an evil spirit that hits and attacks us all. But some of us, God has gave mercy to because we understand the relationship and we've able to sustain the attacks. But some of them are vulnerable and getting destroyed. And we can't sit back and say we love God, we never sink, and not help the one we see every day. The purpose of this show, the purpose of this station, the purpose of Reverend Green's existence in this earth is to go get my brothers and sisters that's on the streets, the ones that don't have an opportunity, the young men that are trying to knock into society's door and being shut down because of mistakes they made in their past. We can't continue to punish people for the same crime twice. A lot of them made mistakes because they didn't have the guidance, and no one said, hey, youngster, don't do that. So he made a mistake, caught a felon case trying to eat, and then we punish him for the rest of his life by not allowing him become a productive member in society. That's beyond terrible. It's beyond ridiculous. We have to go get him, man. We have to go get him with love. And that's what it's all about. That's what this show is about. And I want to bring the awareness. So every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5 o'clock, Rev will be on this radio show supporting my love for God and supporting the love for one another, pushing and promoting the necessity for us to go get our brothers and sisters. And I'll keep crying out until it manifests into us going to get our brothers. And then all of us can come together and be happy that we're doing something for God. We're helping God's people. And guess what happens? Before you know it, it'll be a flood of support, and there'll be zero homeless. I see that in 1 year. If we just get together, get ourselves out the way, and go back and get our brothers any means necessary. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your host with the most. I'm your brother from another mother. I love you all, and God loves you more. God bless.
Crime is in an uproar. Our brothers and sisters are hurting in the streets. We have to make a difference. We have to do something for them. Hi, this is Reverend Green. God has anointed me and given me this assignment to go back and get our brothers and sisters, to raise proceeds through my songs of inspiration, to use the money to bless God and get his people. This is what it's all about. This is what this show is about. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green, your brother from another mother. God bless. Let's go get him. Donate, please, to the cause, because the cause is bigger than the problem. God bless you. We love you. This is Reverend Green. You're listening to Rev Green. It's All For You, Lord Radio. Stay tuned. 1 hour show, 1 hour of power. 5 o'clock p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Just 1 hour of power into the atmosphere and support my ministry. Donate to my website, RevGreensMusic.com. Download the inspirational songs. Be inspired. Join my process in going to get God's people. Well, I need the love and support from each and every one of you. Thank you so much. God bless. This is Rev.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your host with the most. I'm your brother from another mother. I just want to thank each and every one of you all for listening to the show. And I hope that something is said that you're encouraged. Something is said or a song is heard that inspires you to just want to do different and help somebody worse off than you. I love God, and I'm thankful for each and every one of you all that God is still giving his oxygen to. For if God is blessing you with life, that means that he still has the work for you cut out that you need to do in life. And I guarantee that work entails loving your neighbor as yourself. We're going to keep on moving with the show. I want to tell you that if any artists have some music that you want to debut and you want to be heard on the radio, man, send it in to RevGreensMusic.com. Contact me, and I'll be glad to add your music on the show and even bring you in to express your motivation for writing that song. I got a lot of individuals out here, man, that has magnificent music. A lot of individuals that have been inspired by things in life, love, and different scenarios of life. Well, whatever your music is, as long as it's positive, because this is not a negative hour. We're putting an hour of positive in the atmosphere, and we're asking God to bless it. And then once he blesses it, man, it's abundant. That's what we're on. That's what we're trying to do. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for each and every one of those people that are motivated to do better for you. Thank you for every listener that's on this radio show, Father. Bless their families, their loved ones. Father, inspire those that, Father, have a problem with love. Show them, Father, that you are love so that they can come aboard. Bless us to come together, Father, and make a difference in this world. Father, and do the thing that you wanted us to do in the most important commandment of all. Help us to love each other as ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you all to understand that this is strictly motivation. This show is not prompted for any shape, form, or fashion. It's not for a show for this unfriendly world. It's strictly for one reason, to raise awareness to those that's worse off than us. I can't say it enough because every day I walk down the street and I see more folks hurt. My heart cries out. I keep $5 or $6, sometimes $10 bills in the ashtray, so that when I see someone, at least I have something to share with them. Because my heart pours out that we don't have enough folks that's really motivated to go back and get them. I'm asking all of you all to come aboard. Join into this movement. Those of you that's been blessed with a bunch, millions of dollars, come donate to this cause. RevGreensMusic.com. There's a donate button. Bless us to get this 90,000 square foot building and watch your brother go to work. Get in my brothers and sisters from the street, our loved ones that have fallen by the wayside. We have to go get them, and I'm leading the charge. I'm asking everyone under the sound of my voice, let's go get our brothers and sisters. Go to RevGreensMusic.com. Purchase all 7 of my anointed songs for $10. Or purchase each download for $3. That's nothing to God's people. And bless my ministry as I raise the proceeds once we get the amount necessary to start this ministry of getting our brothers. I guarantee you will see the fruits of your labor. Donate RevGreensMusic.com. Bless me and purchase all the songs. And I guarantee you your brother is going to get my people because I love them. And why do I love them so much? Because God loved them first. And if God loves me and gave me a second chance, then it's just common sense for me to love those that he gives chances to daily. I love you, man. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. The phone number to call and tell friends, 646-595-2105. We're at the end of the week. It's April the 6th, Friday, hump day. Friday, the ending of the week, the last day. We're going to plant this seed so that this weekend will be beautiful, peaceful, and successful for each and every one of you. And it's my prayer that God continues to hold each and every one of you and motivate you to do his will. I love you. God bless you. Let's go get our people who are out on the streets. And let's break off them chains.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power
in
the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain, break every chain,
break every chain. Come on, say it.
Break every chain.
God bless you. God bless you. This Rev, man, I thank God for each and every one of you. Oh, that's such a powerful young lady, man. Tisha Cobbs, man, with that chains breaking, man. You know, a lot of things that have us bound in life is the chains that we carry. And a lot of times, man, we carry that load not knowing that because God comes every time we're in a foxhole prayer. We overlook the fact that if he came then, that he could help us remove some of those chains. Those chains are the yoke of life, the burdens that we carry around, the situations that's bigger than us that we go to God and ask him to remove, and then we turn around and try to assist him. The problem is, man, if it's a spiritual problem, it's out of our control. So the minute you put God to the back burner and you step up to fix it yourself, you end up making it worse than what it was. You know, when I was a kid, my mother would be cooking a cake in the kitchen. And as she's cooking the cake, we would, man, you know, kids love the batter. So she would make the batter and she'd pour it into the pan and prep the oven and get it to a certain temperature in preparation of putting the cake in. But she'd give us the bowl and we'd lick the bowl. You know, everybody loves the icing and the cake mix and such. And afterwards, when Mom would put that cake in the oven, it was almost like a ritual. She'd put it in the oven and Mom would look at each one of us and say, "Stay out of the kitchen." Yeah, because she knew that if we stayed out of the kitchen, everything would work out perfect. But if we walked in the kitchen and bumped around in there and opened up the oven, guess what would happen? Everything would fall and the cake would be ruined. My point is that when you give a problem to God, man, do like Mom told us in the kitchen. Once you give the problem to God, man, stay out the kitchen. Leave it to God and go down go down the street, focus on something different, but know that that problem will be resolved. How? Because every time you called him, he made a way out of no way. And if you leave it in the hands of God, it'll all be resolved. And that's what I want to do with our brothers and sisters on the streets. I want to connect them to God and get out the way. Let them reestablish their relationship with the Creator, and he'll make a way for them. Then we can go get the next man and the next man and keep going until it's a domino effect. It's just pouring down love. We're just blessing folks and connecting them back to God and getting out the way. That's the purpose, man. That's the purpose. And we can all, man, look back and realize after a year of this constant relationship reiterating with God for people, society has started to change. I don't know about you, but I pray that for a peaceful, nonviolent society, one that we can focus on one thing, man, and that's God's purpose of having life and having it more abundantly. God wants us to enjoy life. And I can't enjoy my life while my brothers and sisters are fighting on the streets, struggling to try to make it. Young men don't have an opportunity to get into society norm. I cannot sit back and enjoy my life. And I know so many of my brothers and sisters who are dear to the precious God's love are suffering for their lives. Man, you're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. When I come back, I got a special guest for the show. He's a beautiful brother, man, out of here in Chi-Town. He has his own music label, and the man is doing his thing, and he has a heart of gold. He's trying his best to raise proceeds to help in my ministry and in our ministry of going to get our brothers. I'll be back right after this. You're listening live again to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. The phone number is 646-595-2105. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green, your brother from another mother, your host with the most. Loving each and every one of you all, man. I'm looking at the phone lines lighting up. And as I said earlier before the break, I got a special artist and a special treat. I want him to come on. He's got a song. I've got his song, and we want to prepare it and let him prepare it and explain to us the motivation behind it and tell you who he is. And a little bit about his story and what he's going on, what's going on in his life. And without further ado, I'm going to bring him in. Music Man Andre, God bless you, my friend.
God bless you, Reverend Green. Hello, everyone. This is Andre Williams, Music Man, calling from Chi-Town, Midwest, sure. And also, I just wanted to thank everybody that's listening in. You know, we're raising fundraiser for Reverend Green and the organization so that he can get this building and help a lot of the homeless and get some of these young brothers off the streets so that they can start getting a type of, you know, job skills and get them back into society if they've made mistakes or if they've been locked up or any type of situation as such. So, you know, we are really standing by him 1,000%. And I just wanted to, you know, thank Reverend Green for, you know, having me on And I always say, you know, that you were created to make somebody else's life better. And somebody needs your smile. They need your love. They need your encouragement and your gifts. You know, family isn't always blood. It's the people in your life who want you in theirs. You know, the ones who accept you for who you are, the ones who do anything to see you smile, and who love you no matter what. But when a loved one passes away and transition into heaven, and they are immediately free from all illnesses and suffering, they immediately find peace. And you are surviving 100% of everything in your life so far. So there are pretty good chance that you will survive whatever's next. You know, and with that saying, God bless everyone, and God bless you, Reverend Green.
God bless you, Brother Andre. Such a powerful, positive brother, man. I had the privilege of meeting him through a friend, and I just thank God for our relationship. We've been tight, man. We talk all the time, and Andre is a professional artist. And I have actually one of your songs here, Andre, by the name of Heaven Sent. You want to set it up now? Play it right now.
Yes, Heaven Sent is off my album Permission. You can get on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio. I'm on SoundClick. Everything's under Andre Williams Music Man. On Twitter, I'm under Music 007. Heaven Sent is a song about that special someone in your life that God has brought into your life. And I wrote the song, and it's called Heaven Sent. You were heaven sent just for me. Andre Williams Music Man.
Man, without further ado, Andre Williams Music Man, Heaven Sent.
You know what? I need to call my papi.
Hello?
Hey, baby. How are you? I miss you.
Oh, yeah, baby. I miss you, too. You know, things been going on in my mind.
Oh, yeah? Tell me all about it. I'm here for
you. Jesus, baby.
You know you were heaven sent.
Oh, me?
Just for me.
Just for me.
Just for me.
Just for me.
Just for me. Just for me.
Just
for me.
Yes.
You know you were heaven sent. Girl, just for me.
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 Wanna tell you, girl, for me, you're always in my life. I love you, baby, baby. And I'm winning when I have you by my side. And I'm so lucky. You know you were heaven sent, girl. Just for me,
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 just for me. You know you were heaven sent. Just for me,
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 just for me.
Feel your love when you texting me, and when you call me on the telephone, I can't wait to hear your voice. Princess, that I must be strong. just for me, just for me, just for me, just for me. You know you were innocent. Yeah, just for me, just for me, just for me. Girl, I wanna tell you, girl, that you're the one for me.
God bless you, God bless you. That was Andre Williams Music, man. Heaven sent, man. Hot track, brother Andre. Hot
Thanks,
track.
Thanks, thank you.
Man,
thank
I
you,
love
thank
that,
you,
man.
You.
You know, we all search around Earth, man, looking for that one heaven sent. Beautiful song,
mm-hmm.
man. Love those tracks. Tell me what motivated
you
to do that song, my brother.
Well, you know, the first thing I was thinking about when I wrote this song, I was like, you know, I'll take it back to some old school type groove, but let the lyric be a song where a man can give his woman, his wife, his significant other, a song that's real positive, that you can let her know that you love the way she looks, love the way she cooks, can't wait to hear from her, love the way you text me, where you look at me, you know, just let her know that, hey, you have a sense just for me. So, yeah, that's why we wrote that one.
Beautiful, man. That's the desires of the heart, man. The Bible say when a man find a wife, he find a good thing. So I'm sure every man can relate to that, man, especially if he's in a relationship with someone that's really supportive, that cares about him, man, and that just steps in, you know, because all of us men, we don't want to mention it, but we kind of miss the love from mom. So we seek that in a mate, someone that'll care about us the way moms did and help us out even when we make mistakes and not overlook the fact that we need that nurturing because we're not robots. We're human just like the women. Man,
That's
I thank
right.
you for that, my brother. God bless you, Andre. Where can they go get your songs at, sir? Tell them again.
Okay, you know, iTunes, Amazon.com, iHeartRadio. I'm in streaming through Spotify, Tidal, Synthfi Africa. I'm in all of the outlet stores. You can Google Andre Williams Music Man, and we have 21 songs on the album, from R&B to hip hop to love songs, etc. And we try to keep it positive, bring back them songs that the kids can sing, you know, and keep the lyrics positive and meaningful instead of just talking about other things that doesn't really pertain to what's happening right now in today's life. So we just keep it positive, keep the words real positive, and you know, hopefully it'll touch somebody when they say, you know, I gotta have that song so that I can give it to my significant, or I can sing it, go to do a show and sing one of them tunes. So hey, that's what we can do at this point. Keep it moving.
My brother, God bless you, my man. You guys listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. That's my main man, Andre Music Man, man, and he's got some hot songs, man. I really like a lot of his songs, and his sway, his sound is old school, man, but with a new school twist, so it can reach all type of audiences, man. That's a beautiful thing, and I thank God for Brother Andre. God bless you, Andre. Stay tuned. We got about 19 minutes to go. We're going to keep it going and let every artist know out there you can send in songs to the show, man. You can email me at RevGreensMusic.com. I mean, you can go to my website, RevGreensMusic.com. You can email me, or it would probably be easier to hit me up on Twitter. That's Rev D. Green. Or you can hit me up on Facebook, Rev Derek Green. And then we'll make arrangements to send your songs into the show. And I can give you an exclusive at the show so that people can hear your music and hear your inspiration. Because that's what it's all about. Andre makes some powerful love music and beautiful music about love. And guess what, guys? That's what God is about. Not about the holy moly stuff. He's about love. God is love. And any form of love that's positive, that's relating to God. So when a man sings a song about a relationship, man, read Lamentations in the Bible. It'll tell you all about love that God has for relationships. So I thank God again for Andre, and he's a partner in this movement. And I want all of you all to come partner in this movement. Man, we're going to get our brothers and sisters on the streets. That's it. That's all. And in my song, I wrote a song called It's All For You, Lord. And in that song, I say, if I have to sing a song and do it on my own, Lord, I'll do it for you. See, I'm not doing this for the benefit of no one but God, because God is the only one that came to me when I was tore up from the flow up. Thank God for Andre again, my friend. And man, I just want you all to know that I love you, but God loves you more. You're listening live.
Tears in my eyes, roll
control on every hand. It was a lonely place, yeah. My friends talked about me, said I won't last long, no, no. Ain't it funny how folks give up on you when everything's going so wrong, yeah. He looked at me in shock, like he couldn't believe I'd been there too. He said, Rev, man, I really didn't know. He said, man, I thought everything was good for you. Said, oh yeah, things are all right today, but everybody's got to go through something. He then smiled, and with his tear-filled eyes, he said, Rev, tell me, man, what did you do? And I told him, I held on to Jesus with all the strength I had. Inside, yes, I do. That's 'cause the Bible says we've been endured for a night, yeah. So I put my trust in Jesus. Hey, he never let me down before, no, no. Although inside I was hurting, I knew only God could restore. You see, my God loves us so much that all you have to do is call. Yeah. You see, I tried him a long time ago. He'll pick you up when you fall. Hold on, hold on. All you gotta do is hold on. God can make a way. Yeah. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. Man, I'm thankful for everyone that's attending the show. I thank God for each and every one of you. I pray that God breaks the yokes, man, that anyone that has division against what we're doing, man, that's a part of the problem. And I pray that they be motivated to become a part of the solution. The solution is one thing, man, rolling up our sleeves and getting out here, man, and going to get our brothers and sisters. In my video that I wrote, that I had done for It's All For You, Lord, I tried to depict the necessity of us going out in the streets and getting our brothers and sisters. I was on Halsted Street ministering to those folks, and my videographer was videoing it. He just walked up and started shooting. And then I was over on the side of the Dan Ryan, where we see on 55th and Garfield, we see our brothers here in Chicago with little signs and struggling and holding on to poles and barely making it. And I got out with them and I cried and prayed with them because my heart is compassionate about those that are fighting something that they have no control over. I want to connect them back to God. I want to get them a second chance because God gave me one. This is not a game. This is not a front. This is not me trying to become something better than what I was created to be. All I'm trying to do is do my Father's will. And I'm asking each and every one of you all to help and support me. I guarantee you I'm a general in this movement. I guarantee you that I'll be able to relate to all walks because I've been on drugs. I've been in the penitentiary. I've been homeless. I've been rich. I've been married. I've been in the military. I've been the scenarios of life that millions are facing right now. And I can soundly say that God gave me a second chance. So if I can come out of there, then everyone can. And that's what I'm motivated about. The fact that I've been there, I can relate to the dispositions of so many that's out there striding, fighting for their life. And I want to tell them, hold on. Hold on, young soldier, because God is coming. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your host with the most. The phone number to call is 646-595-2105 and become a positive part of this Chicago Ride at 5, the positive that we're putting in the atmosphere.
Oh,
Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your host with the most, your brother from another mother. We're at the end of the show, man. This 1 hour we've placed in the atmosphere of positive and putting out our harvest, sowing out our seeds. We're going to reap a positive harvest. So those of you that tuned in today, God bless you real good. Get ready for your harvest. Lord, we thank you for this show. We thank you for all of those that's involved, Father. We thank you for touching the hearts of those. And, Father, we ask that you bless each and every one of them in the name of Jesus. Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, 5 o'clock, Rev Green, Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. Rev Green, it's all for you, Lord Network. You all join us, 5 o'clock. We'll be sending the information out to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And Monday at 5 o'clock, I'll see you there. Love you, but God loves you more. Your brother from another mother, Rev.